I don't know how you guys do it. 8 a.m. is way too early. Don't you want to sleep in? Should I make this mass like 11, then we'll have a 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then a 5 o'clock in the afternoon so we don't have to get up so early? Too early. You forget things. I forget things. Okay. So, my dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate Gaudete Sunday, which is which marks the halfway point of the season of Advent as we approach as Christmas is approaching quickly, like in Lent, we have in Advent we have Gaudete Sunday. In in Lent we have Laudate Sunday, which is just an opportunity that the church gives us to mark that we are nearing the great feast, and to live it with joy. So in these last few weeks, we have spoken about charity and Eucharist as a sacrament of charity and the things that impede us from having charity. And last week, we spoke about why charity is so important. And today I want to speak about when we have that charity, because it's so important, what are the byproducts of charity? And there are quite a few, but I want to focus on three byproducts of charity, of what charity moves us towards. And the first one, the liturgy helps us with today, which is the first movement that charity does is brings us to joy. When I say joy, I don't mean a worldly joy. I mean an inner joy. Today, as we the entrance, or we call this Gaudete Sunday, because the entrance antiphon begins by saying, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near." And then the first reading said, "The desert and the parched land will exult. The steep will rejoice and bloom." So the church is inviting us to have a sense of joy that Christ is coming, that the birth of Christ is near. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes in these preceding weeks prior to Christmas, it's a little hard sometimes to have joy. Because a lot of times we're full of stress. I mean, you got people coming to the house. You got bedrooms to get ready. You've got floors to vacuum. You've got to get grandma's plates out of storage so that you have nice plates for Christmas. You've got shopping to do. You've got things to get ready. And so it's a little, who the heck has time to be joyful? Father, don't you know I have to dust? Because we all know that the Lord's birth may not happen if your floor is a little dusty. But we don't live. It's hard to live this time of Christmas, this time preceding Christmas. It's hard to live it as a time of joy because we're filled with stress. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to get ready. Then also, for some people, Advent or these weeks preceding to Christmas can be a little hard. It can be a time of sadness, you know, because not everybody has family to celebrate with. Some people are alone, and so the season is a reminder of being alone, and that's tough for some people. And so it's hard to have joy. But yet we asked the Lord in the opening prayer, we said, "O God, who see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's nativity, enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation." And this is why the church invites us to have joy, because Christ is going to be born. Whether your floors are vacuumed or not, Christ is going to be born, and that is life-changing, or it should be, life-changing news, and that should bring us great joy. That Christ is coming for us . Do we have that inner joy? Another thing that that the charity moves us towards is peace. And I think that peace is something we can all use, not only in our world, but among ourselves, within our family. Sometimes the holidays can be a difficult time, but St. Paul says, "Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord." Now, patience, what does patience have to do with peace? Patience has a lot to do with peace, because patience is not something that comes to us naturally. How many of us struggle with patience? Not many. It's good to know. We got a lot of patient people here. That's great. Now I know that the 8 o'clock Mass is the patient people. Fantastic. My homilies will be 10 minutes longer since you're all so patient. Fantastic. That's great to know. But patience is hard to... because patience requires peace, and peace requires a certainty. But why is patience so hard? We're not at peace. We don't have, what I mean by peace is, we don't have an inner surety of the Lord. And so we're impatient because we don't think that the Lord is going to do what's necessary. And so then we're not at peace. But also this happens, and I know I use this example a lot, especially in this time, but I think it's fitting to a lot of people. You know, peace is hard. Joy and peace is hard because we're facing the holidays, and we're inevitably going to have that family member who is difficult to be with. You don't have to say yes, I know. 95%. 95%. The one that we all roll our eyes at. Or the one that is a little difficult. And my dear brothers and sisters, our patience and our peace will be tried this holiday season. But my dear brothers and sisters, if we have peace, if we have an inner surety, a trust in God, then we know that whatever situation we may face was given to us by God. You see, that family member that drives you crazy is a gift for you. See, the problem is, our problem is we are constantly trying to change the other person. That's why we're not peaceful. That's why we're not patient with them, because we're trying to convince them how they should and ought and have to be. And we have spent who knows how many Christmases and holidays determined to change that one person. And how well has that gone for you? How much have you changed them? Not very much. They're the same they were 20 Christmases ago. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, the problem, I'm gonna venture to say this, and you're not gonna believe me, but it is true. The problem is not them. The problem is not external to you. The problem is us. Don't throw anything at me. Because you'll say, Father, you don't know my situation. If I explained to you what was happening, you would agree that they're the problem. No, they're not the problem. Nope. Sorry. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, the true peace and joy comes from us. And that comes by trusting in the Lord and knowing that every situation, not just at Christmas with the difficult family member, but with whatever difficult situation we may face, if we have true peace and joy, then we have true trust. And we know that that situation comes from the Lord as a gift for us to teach us humility, to teach us patience, to teach us kindness, to teach us mercy. Another one that the Holy Spirit moves, that charity moves us towards. Mercy. We heard in this in the gospel that John the Baptist sends his disciples, and he's a little bit he's in jail, and he's having a little bit of a doubt, and he sends his disciples to ask Christ, are you the one, or am I just sitting here in jail? And Jesus said to his disciples, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. In other words, Jesus is saying, if we remember back to the first reading, that Isaiah in his prophecy says that then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared, then the lame will leap like a stab, then the tongue of the mute will sing. And so what Jesus is telling the disciples of John is saying, I am the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. But not just that he's the fulfillment, but that God is merciful. That's what charity moves us towards: joy, peace, and mercy. My dear brothers and sisters, that is what we have to practice in this season leading up to Christmas and the season of Christmas. We have to practice mercy. Why? Because think about it for a second. How merciful has God been to you and me? How many times has God healed us of our blindness? How many times has God healed us of being deaf? Or how many times has God been patient with us? When we have probably given him all right to drive him completely crazy. You can't drive God crazy, but how many times? How many times how many times have we made God shake his head a little bit and go, oh boy. Oh boy. Yet we have a hard time having mercy with the person next to us. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, if we want to be full of charity, and we know that charity is so important, then we have to be open to what charity moves us towards: joy, peace, and mercy. And so as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we may be filled with the gift of charity, that it may move us to these things and to help us enter and wait with great expectation for the coming of Christ. Let us stand and profess our faith.